On the 4th of March, 1887, over 100 coal miners lost their lives in a mining disaster in Belgium's Borinage coalfield. Constantin Meunier immediately went to the site of the accident. He witnessed how the bodies were brought to the surface and identified by their relatives. He spent days making drawings, which later inspired one of his major works, a sculpture of a mother bending over her son's naked corpse. The young man's head is thrown back, his lips slightly apart, his left hand gripping a piece of material. He died in the mine in an explosion of fire damp, a flammable gas. The composition of Meunier's fire damp sculpture recalls a pietà, though Meunier gives this religious subject a modern meaning. He neither dramatizes the scene nor idealizes the figures. Instead, it is their simple gestures which move us. This plaster copy was acquired by Georg Treu, then director of the sculpture collection in Dresden. He wrote about this work,
"It is as if the sculptor found the tragedy of this mother's pain too solemn, too dignified to try and improve on it. Here, only the most unadorned truth and greatness could offer a suitable form for such an event."
Meunier had travelled through this region of vast coal fields a few years before the mine disaster. At that time, he had given up sculpture for painting, but he would soon decide to go back to the genre of art he'd originally studied as a young man. As he later wrote, his trip through this black country was one reason to return to sculpting.
"I was struck by the tragic and wild beauty. I felt in myself the revelation of my life's work. An enormous sense of pity overcame me. I was still not thinking in terms of sculpture. I was 50 years old, and I sensed in myself an unknown power, like a second youth."